Topic 5.22 is to explain how reproductive isolation can lead to speciation. Now we can look at a definition of a species from Ernst Mayr. Species are groups of interbreeding natural populations that are reproductively isolated from other such groups. So it stands to reason if a group is reproductively isolated in some way, then it's likely to be a separate species. Now, there are a number of ways in which speciation can take place. The two that are worth looking at are allopatric speciation, where some geographical boundary is put in place, preventing the organisms from physically breeding with each other, and sympatric speciation, where this could be some behavioural or biological reason for a failure to interbreed between the populations in the same location. Okay, so we can look at that in terms of reproductive isolation and barriers. Barriers to reproduction can be prezygotic or postzygotic. If they're prezygotic, then you're never going to get a zygote being formed. So a prezygotic barrier could be habitat isolation, so the populations live in different habitats and do not meet. So this is allopatric speciation happening at this point. Behavioural isolation, there's little or no sexual attraction between the males or females, so it could be they don't recognise each other as being part of the same species. Temporal isolation would be an example when mating or flowering is occurring at different times of the day or at different seasons. A morning flowering plant is not going to be able to fertilise an evening flowering plant or vice versa. Okay. Plants that are pollinated by different organisms are going to be unable to fertilise each other. In terms of mating, this is still prezygotic, there could be mechanical isolation. So there are sufficient structural differences in the genitalia or in the flowers to prevent successful copulation or pollen transfer. Gamete isolation, that the male and female gametes fail to recognise each other or are completely inviable in the other organism. If fertilisation does occur, then we could have any number of post-zygotic barriers. So reduced hybrid viability, that the hybrid zygotes fail to develop or fail to reach sexual maturity. There could be reduced hybrid fertility, so the hybrids fail to produce functional gametes. A mule is an example of this. The hybrid is perfectly healthy, but is unable to produce functional gametes. And hybrid breakdown, so the offspring of the hybrids themselves have reduced viability or fertility. Okay. You may want to investigate this, but I have a feeling that ligers and tigons are in this category. So reproductive isolation can occur through allopatric speciation. So for example, a gorge is formed separating two populations, which then reproduce only between themselves, and through genetic drift or natural selection become sufficiently genetically diverse from each other that they cannot reproduce. Okay. Sympatric speciation would be a population of organisms within the population figuring out a different way of going about reproduction, or a mutation that is replicated and makes it difficult for that subpopulation to interbreed with the main population. Some behavioural or recognition issues could be at play in this case. So you don't have to worry about peripatric or parapatric speciation. Leave that for when you're all super enthused by studying evolutionary biology and decide to go off to university and do it. Yay!